I'm not going to be able to do it. צדיק ירוב ישמח אלו צדיק ירוב צדיק ירוב ישמח
שרי
גלייז אלע זיי ביר ניא יא גילו בישרי שרי גלייז
אלע זיי ביר ניא יא גילו בישרי שרי גלייז אלע זיי ביר ניא יא גילו
Sweetest. Whenever, like last year, we were there with the Rubenstein. We had a well-known for Weimar last year. It's just always this. It's just, if you do it right, it's just so sweet. Especially sitting with a chaver together that wants to grow. That, you know, this is some serious never right now. It's past 12 o'clock. And yet, we're sitting together and trying to mechazik ourselves. Tzadikim. Lamak is man of the tzadikim. Mamish. Tonight's the Yirtzad and Sasemis. Chesogin Leinu. Shabbos was already a big one. Shabbos is the Baba Sali. Rav Moshe Leif Sasever, Rav Zusha was last week. It's almost Purim. Time with Tzadikim. It's fair. No, it's very fair. It's very fair, no? Tu B'Shvat, Rosh Hashanah
Lilan. I was telling him, I said, Moshe, we don't have 15 days without a Ha without
Yom Kippur. I said that. I said that.
I said, you told us. And then I said it's Shal Shiv. Like, what does that mean? Like, Rosh Chodesh, you say Yom Kippur. I'm like, okay.
It's like, if it was Thanksgiving. No, okay, Thanksgiving.
She was there. Huh? So she was there.
Of course there is. How the okay, so Mitzvah Shem will try to say something. It's going to be a little bit deep, but, and this is, it's B'derech Efshir, but I think it's very nice, and it was a big matana this morning during Shacharis, and I just had a big hargasha that, like, this works. I've been building this Indian for a couple weeks, so let's just hope. So, just to read something from the Ariya Kaddish in this past week's Parsha. So he says in the pasuk says we shmartem as matzos, right? So you should guard the matzos, right? They shouldn't become chametz. This is what the Arizal says. Tam lekach shenikba zikaron yitzias mitzrayim b'chipazon shenechpazu avosin latzeis mitzrayim lo yachlus mamea ad shlo hispik b'tzekam nachmetz. We're remembering that they had to mamash bounce out of Mitzrayim very, very quick, right? B'chipazon. That what? That didn't have time for the dough to rise, as we all know. The reason why it had to be so quick was because why? Because your mama shakua, we were drowning in the Memtesh Shari Tuma. If we were there for one more second, Kat Hayu Shokim Bisharnun, Vishuv Lohai Salahem Kotek. But Arizal says, if we were in Mitzrayim for another second, which is wild, one more second and we're done forever. Lachain. That's why it says, Ushmartem es ha-matzos. Rashi says, Ushmartem es ha-mitzvos. Not that you should guard the matzos, rather you should guard the mitzvos. The what? Kishim she'in machmitzin es ha-matzos, kach in machmitzin es mitzvos. Just as we didn't allow the matzah to become chametz, so too you shouldn't allow your mitzvos to become chametz. Shim ba mitzvah yadcha atach mitzenu. If a mitzvah comes to your hands, don't delay. Ela asa osomia, do it quick. Zos mishum she'ena tayodea ma'alula lios hamashmos imtisamamea rega katonecha. So Arizal is saying that what? The reason why that is because you, just as in Mitzrayim, if they would have waited 1 second, they wouldn't have known what happened, they would have never gotten out of that. So too now, you know, I'll do it in a minute. You don't know what's going to happen. Right? So it's the same thing here with what we're doing now, is that malav maka. Is that a lot of people say, no, you know, I have to get up in the morning tomorrow, which is true. It's good, for sure. good is that that yidden that the second that even on Arab Shabbos you're already thinking about what am I doing la makata? You know, already on Sunday morning thinking what am I doing la makata next week? Right, like the Arizal says, leaves a roshim for the whole week. So I think that's something here applicable. Shmartem etzah masos, shmartem etzah mitzvos, also tegar malav maka. How many people say, I'll do it later, and then I'm too tired, I can't do it. It's important that the whole night we have this on the mind to do malav maka. So I think that's a bederach hakdama. Just do shmartem etzah mitzvos, to guard even the small mitzvos, which is malav maka, which people think is a nothing. Like people thought about David HaMelech his whole life. But obviously we know malav maka is l'maisa, it's ol alakol. So here we go. So the Gemara in Irvin Membez that says Ein Eliyahu bo be'erev Shabbos lo b'Shabbos. The Eliyahu Navi does not come on Erev Shabbos, right? Mashiach can't come on Erev Shabbos, and it can't come on Shabbos, right? Nachman has a piece in Kuf Yad Zayin Kuf Maran, right? Where he's Mavar. So that means that what? That since he can't come Erev Shabbos and he can't come Shabbos, so when's the first time he can come? Motzei Shabbos. So that's why Reb Nachman has a beautiful Torah where he says the Hisgalus Eliyahu. That's why everything in Malav Malka is about Eliyahu Navi. Yeah, right? And that's exactly Nakuda, because it's the time of Mashiach when it can come. It's Sudas David, like you said, like the Alpi Primis, you're supposed to say the word Eliyahu 130 times Motzei Shabbos, right? There's whole Metzias of Eliyahu. Everything's going on with Eliyahu Navi. Alright? So we see that Motzei Shabbos is a Zman of Gula. It's a Zman of a hope for Gula, a longing for Gula. So no, the beginning of Galus is Ve'elish Shmos B'nei Yisrael Abam Mitzrayma. Right? It's talking about the Shemos of Klal Yisrael, right? Ruin Shimon Levi Yehuda Zarach Zvulun Dam Tali Gara Asher Yosef Binamin. Everyone in the Galus, and that's what it's talking about. Right? So the Zerah Kodesh says differently, and a lot of Svarim says too. It says, what does it mean Ve'elish Shmos B'nei Yisrael? It says Ve'elish Shmos, it's called the Shemos of Havaya. Right? The Shemos of Hashem went into Galus. Right, we know that there's 12, right, if you're holding a little bit from B'nai Yisachar, right, that every month has a different shame to it, right? For example, Nisan, for example, is Yismichu Hashemayim V'Sagel Aretz. Yisachtevos Yud, Ke, Vav, and Ke. Right, Tammuz is, if you take the last letters, of Ze, Einenu, Shav, Eli, right? Hey, Vav, Hey, Yud, right? So there's 12 different ways to spell the Shema Vaya. Yeah? So, if you look, so Zohar Kodesh says there, if you take 12 times the Shem Havaya, right? So you get 312. Yeah? So if you take the last letters of, how does it go? Shemos, no, the Rosh Tevos of Shemos B'nai Yisrael. What do you get? First letters? Shevi, that's 312. That's Shem Havaya times 12. Yeah? So he says that corresponds to Shmos B'nai Yisrael is what the Shemos of Hashem went into Galus. But the question is, which Shemos exactly went into Galus? Again, this is all B'derech Efshar, but I think it works nicely. So we know that the Tzila Tzadik has beautiful Torahs on this, about how Shabbos was the Indian of Geula, right? So the Baal Turin picks up that if you go to the first Pasuk of Shmos, Rav Elish Shmos B'nai Yisrael, Habayim Tzayma, what are the last letters of Eis, Yaakov, Ish? Right, Eis is Tav, Yaakov is Bez, Ish is Shin. Spell Shabbos. So Baal Turim says on that, he says, B'schus Shabbos and Mila, which is also in that Pasuk, right? He says, B'schus Shabbos and Mila, we have Gula. So it means that what? That Shabbos goes into Galus with us, it comes down, but it's also our key to getting out of Galus. Right, look at the Torahs of the Tzila Tzadik on Shabbos HaGadol. Mamish unbelievable how sweet they are. So we see that Shabbos Kodesh is a big shaychus with being in Galus Mitzrayim. And also has a big shaychus to, remember we spoke about that by Parshas Vayigash, right? Yaakov, Be'er Sheva, has a big shaychus to getting out of Galus too. Yeah? So that's Shabbos. So it goes like this. Okay, we're going to get a little deep right now, but this is, you know, covered a little speaking. What's up, guys? You guys had bread? Wash? You had lamaka? Okay. So if you look, I don't have my sitter on me, I didn't bring it. But basically, it goes like this. I'll show you my sitter later. If you look, it's very interesting that when it comes to Shabbos, we do something very interesting with our tefillos. Is that it's no longer Shemona Esrei, right? There's 7 brachos in each one of the Shemona Esreis, right? Which is very interesting. Was. Right? It gets very interesting.
Yes, no.
Yeah? So we say, so there's 7 brachos in Shemona Esrei. Okay? So if you look, the Arizal has a Kavana, and it's brought down in the Siddur of Shabtai. If you look at them, those seven brachas correspond to seven shemos. It's referred to as a Shem Margalon. Okay? Not that, again, we don't know what's going on. I don't know what Shem Margalon is. But this is just B'derech Pnimius, B'derech to open up our minds a little bit to what's going on here. Right? So if you look, by each one of the brachos, there's different shemos that he says you have to mechavin, you have to lift up these shemos. It's called the Shem Margalon, from the Lashon Margalisa, like a pearl. So the Shem Margalon goes like this. It's seven different names. It's the Shem Havaya two times. Okay? Yeah, so you have two times the Shem Havaya. Then he says you have to take the Shem Havaya Be'atbash, which is Mem Tzadi Pei Tzadi, and that two times also. You have the Shem Elokim, you have Ka Adnus, and you have Kel. Okay? This is the secret of the Shem Margalon. It comes from the Shemos Ekya and Yud Kei Vav. Okay? That's just... Okay, v'derech zeh. We're not going to go into what they mean, but that's what he says needs to be male on Shabbos. Right? We have seven brachos from Esrei. Each brach you'll see, I'll show you my siddur. By the every shem havaya, the first shem havaya has havaya in it. Then the second one has mem tzadi pei tzadi. Right? If you look in Magin Avos, the whole bye. Before you say bowie v'shalom, you're mechavin these seven shemos. Right? So these seven shemos are everything by Shabbos. It's a b'derech for us to try and understand what's going on here with these seven shemos. So the nekuda is that we asked before, what are the shemos that went into Galus Mitzrayim? So if you take Gematria, Ve'elish Shmos B'nei, so Ve'elish Shmos B'nei is Gematria 850, is Gematria all seven of those shemos together. Alright, with the Kola. 849 is Zayim Margalon, Ve'elish Shmos B'nei is 850. Okay? So we see, obviously, right, the whole rem is there, is that if you look in by Parshas Krishma, when you say the word Tcheles, so Tcheles is Gematria, these seven shemos also, so I'll show you my story tomorrow, has these seven shemos every day. Okay, so you see something's going on here, that the Eile Shmos B'nei, what are the Shmos? Maybe they were the Zayim Margalon. That this is what went into Galus. But also maybe, that this is our ticket out of Galus. This is the shame of Shabbos. So the ticket out of Galus is what? Being mechazik, the avoda, like we spoke the other day. How many people know that? Why are there only seven brachos from Shemoneh? Okay, because there was less, because they wanted to be less Toreachas. Okay, so why not do five? Why not do four? Oh, seven Shemos Margalon. Like we said, that there's a voda going on. People don't know that. Not that we're mikubalim, but that there's something going on. You should want to know when you say, Askinu Sudas Aminusa, Shlemsa Sudasa Dezer Anpin. You should want to know what does that mean. Ati Kadisha, what does that mean? Right? Chacha Tapuchin Kadisha, what does that mean? What's going on here? It doesn't mean that you have to be a mikubal. It just has to know that there's something much deeper going on here that should be order me. Right? That this is our ticket. Our ticket now is being mechazik Shabbos Kodesh. Like the Baal Turim says, b'schus Shabbos and Mila, you get out of Mitzrayim. B'derech Mila, I'll tell you Rem, as I thought of this morning, says, yismechu machuscha, shomrei Shabbos v'korei oneg. Yeah? Shomrei, so what was it? Ah, if you take the Rosh Tevas of yismechu b'machuscha, shomrei Shabbos. What's Gematria? The first four letters.
612,
much of bris. Okay, so you see that there's an os, Shabbos was bris. So b'schus Shabbos and Mila, we get out of Mitzrayim. So now, since we have to work on Gula, but we said before from the Gemara in Irvin that you can't have a Gula when? Can't have a Gula on Shabbos. You can't have Gula on Erev Shabbos. So when do you have a Gula? When is Shabbos? Well, hold on a second. I haven't seen Mashiach yet. So there's a concept called the Gula Prati and a Gula Klali. Is that okay? Hopefully, we hope Mashiach's going to come. Come Mamish any second. It's Ratzon Mamish. But the Nekud is also, there's a Gula Prati that comes out of it. So how do you know if you have that Gula? According to the Avodah that you do on Shabbos, that's your Gula. If you're sitting down to Malab Maka, La Maisa, you probably had a Gula on Shabbos. You probably did something good on Shabbos. Right? Kud is that what? That's what we're building out. That when it comes to Motzei Shabbos, that's the Zman of Gula. So there's a big time Atana this morning during Shacharis. That, you know, listen, I'm mamish a nothing. I'm the lowest person in the world, I promise you. Right? But sometimes Hashem just like gives you a matana because he knows how low you are. It's like, you know when you have like someone who's really struggling and everyone's just mechazik the guy? So it's not that he's a tzaddik, because everyone knows he needs chizik. So sometimes Hashem does that to me also. You know? He just knows that I'm a loser. So if he's mechazik me. So this morning in Shemoneh Esrei, in the first bracha, I mamish could not finish the bracha because there was something that was there. I can't even like explain to you what was there. It was like a really like, don't move, you know? Like, it's like, what's going on? Okay? So if you take the gematria of umevi goel livnei v'nehem lema'an shemo b'ahava, right? If you take that, which is talking about that you're bringing the gula, umevi goel livnei v'nehem lema'an shemo b'ahava is gematria 849. Is gematria these seven shemos? Oh, so what happened? There's something going on. You have to bring gula to these seven shemos, right? Meaning what? That the avodah of Shabbos presents that you bring a gula to these seven shemos, you take them out of Mitzrayim. Right? And then you could have Shabbos again. They could have gula. So when do you see these rewards? So at the time is Motzei Shabbos, like we said before. So what's gematria Motzei Shabbos? Motzae is 247 and Shabbos is 702. What do you get? Shu Baruch?
Say it again.
247 and 702 is Motzae Shabbos. Sorry, 147 is 147 and 702. 849. These seven shemos. Right? Motzai Shabbos is gematria, umevi goel livnei v'nehem l'man shema b'yahava. Which means what the whole mitzias of Motzai Shabbos is time of gula. It's time that you mamash have a gula. That you, what? You come out like we know we say. Dida Netzach, right? When do you have Dida Netzach? That's on Motzai Yom Kippur. You come out, you're strong, right? With the lulav and esrog. Right, so too is that we know that what's Yom Kippur called? Shabbos Shabbosom, right? If you know by the Noam Melech, Erev Shabbos by the Noam Melech, they say it was Mamish Yom Kippur, Mamish Erev Yom Kippur by him. So also you have to come on a Shabbos, your head up very strong. That what? That this time of Gula, this time of Eliyahu Navi. But then Kud is but you don't just have that Gula. It's the Avoda you put into Shabbos. When you make Shabbos into Avoda, doesn't mean you have to be Mekubal Bechlal. Doesn't mean you have to even open up a Kabbalah Sefer. I don't open up Kabbalah Sefer because I don't know what's going on there. But the Kud is that what? But just to know that something's there. And when you do that Avoda, that Pnimius of it, that what? Borim, I want to know that something's here. I want to connect. That what Shalash Shittas shouldn't just be a time of sit and hopefully I have something okay to eat, and like a schmooze about like what are we doing tonight. It should be Rive the Riven. If you don't know what Rive the Riven means, then there's something wrong. You should know that that's the concept. It's not called Shalosh Shabbos. It's called Rive the Riven. You should know that Lel Shabbos. You don't say, where am I eating my Friday night meal? No, where am I eating Sudas Lel Shabbos? Right? It's important. It's not called Friday night. Rav Huttner has a big Torah on that. That if you call Shabbos night, you're in big trouble. Because it's not night. You know, it's not. You're not allowed to say night. You're not allowed to say good night. My wife knows, in our house, my wife, Baruch Hashem, she's very good at it, she always says, good Shabbos. You know, and she knows, like, when we go to other people, I say good night. My wife turns to me, she's like, don't worry, they don't mean it, you know? She's like, I promise you, it's okay, right? The good thing is, why? Because there's no Laila. There's not a Laila on Shabbos. But you have to know, there's an Avodah going on. Right? It's like, she knows about to, like, explore, she's like, no, I probably, like, they just don't know, they didn't learn Putner yet, please, you know? So the Nakuda is, so when we came, we were just saying before Eliyahu Navi. So we said what? The whole Nakuda of Motzei Shabbos, it's a big hope, it's a big longing, it's a piece of Yeshua. All the Nigunim, if you look at the Nigunim of Mla Makar, they're full of just a longing to be better, of Gula, that you're not going to have to go on a flight tomorrow. Right? That's why we say, B'mehera Yavo Elenu Im Mashiach Ben David. Right? It's the hope Mashiach Ben David, Eliyahu Navi together. So one of the secrets to Geula is from a couple of parshas ago. Tenets is the Yurtzai of the Sfas Emes. So I think it's a Torah from the Sfas Emes that we know that Yaakov Avinu is Bikesh Tegalus Sakets. This is He'asu V'agidu Lachem Esa Sheyikru Nei Lach Ziyam. That Yaakov Avinu gathered everyone together and he said, here's what's going to happen to you. Here's what's going to happen in Lach Ziyam. Right, and what does he say after that? Imagine if I tell you, Mendel, let me tell you about the shir I went to tonight. It was Givadig. By the way, do you like Oreos? He'd be like, what about the shir? That's Mamash what happened to Yaakov. He says, Chevra, I'm going to tell you what's going to happen when Mashiach comes. By the way, you see what the Yankees did tonight? Like Yaakov, you forgot to give it over. That's not true. He did give it over. So I think this Fasama says, why? Because look, what does he say after that? He kabtsu. So someone who doesn't have eyes to see, like he didn't say it. Someone who has the eyes to see what? He said he kabtsu. That's the secret. But when Chevra gets together, what the Zerah Kedr says a little bit deeper. So the Hikabtu is Hey Kavitz Vav, that the Vav and the Hey are going to come together. Right? Vatel Malik, Siat the Shemar, which has to do with this also, I'll say in a second. The secret is that when Chevra comes together. But Dafka, one of the biggest times to get together is when Dafka Mlav Maka. Right? That's when Chevra comes together. Right? Because, for example, when a king is about to leave, yeah? What do you do when the king's about to leave? Everyone comes. And what happens? If you convince the king enough, he's not going to leave. That's what Malam Malka is also. That when Chevra comes together, says, we had such a givah, we don't want you to leave. King says, you know what? Maybe I'll stay a little bit. As Bariza says, you make a roshim now. You make a roshim, that way you keep it with you for the whole week. But dafka at Malam Malka, we have Achdus Yisrael, we sit together. That's why you take Gematria, B'mehira, Yavo Elenu im Mashiach ben David. It's Gematria 896. It's Gematria Es Amal Bashalom. Right? That's what I asked you last week. Remember I said, what's Gematria then? And I couldn't remember what it was. That's what it was. Yeah? So Es Amal Bashalom is Gematria Mehira Yavo Elenu im Mashiach ben David. That means what? That a Shaychas to Geula is what when there's Shalom between us. We have Shalom with each other. That's the Shaychas to Geula. So Lamaisa, we're coming to Purim. Less than 40 days from now. Right, 39 for you. That's wild, Chevra. It's wild. 40 days to Purim.
40.
He is 39 because he's in.
He's not getting flight tomorrow, right?
Oh, mamish. Ashamnu baganu gazamnu divanu dofi. Avinu vishanu zanu chmasta va'atu dof mekve Chevra al bech. You're right. He's not getting on a flight, Yomo. There you go, Yomo. Watch. You're gonna get on the flight tomorrow, and you're gonna see like captain has the order to like Yomo's gonna be the captain of the flight. Like, yeah, not flying. Yep. Just so you can be kind, you're gonna be here. By the way, Yomo, I'm putting it out there, if he's here for Purim, on Purim, we're having a special dance. Okay, and your mom's giving him bracha. Yeah? Bracha, a 30-hour bracha, straight. No stopping, straight till Shabbos. Chevra, amen. I mean, we need some amens, we need to stay. Chevra, your new madrich right here. If people stop calling him Matthew, then he would have a gula. You know, that's the secret, okay? Then he'll stay. See, Matthew will go back to America, but Moshe's gonna stay. Emma's? When a guy came over, he's like, I'm looking for like Matthew. I'm like, I don't know who you're talking about. And like he knew I was like talking about him. He's like, yeah, Matthew, Mark, you know? I was like, no. Oh, I'm like, oh, Moshe, yeah, of course. Yeah. Yeah, anyway, so back to Purim. So the whole Matthias of Purim, it's time when Esther says to Mordechai, Lech Kenosis Kol Yehudim, go gather everyone together. And that's the Nakuda of Purim, that what? It's a time, Yom Kila Lakol. That's why Tainus Esther is what's Mevat Amalek. So why Tainus Esther? Because it says that Yud Gimel Adar is called Zman Kihila Lakol. It's time when everyone gets together. Oh, and then you can enter into Purim. Well, it's time when there's, where everyone comes together. Right? What's it called? I'm already Adalei Yada. Right? What's the mitzvah? Matanos Avionim. Right? Mishloach Manos. Ishla Re'eu. Right? So take the Gematria Purim. So Purim with a mem sofit, which is 600, we know that from Menatzbach. So Purim, so what's Gematria Purim with a mem sofit? Purei is 296, and I add 600, what do you get? 896. Gematria what? Imhera Yavo Elena Mashiach Ben David. Gematria exactly Purim. Es Amo Bashalom, Gematria Purim. That this is what the Nakuda is. That it's with that Ahavas Yisrael. That Purim is that Zman of Me'or the Gula. Right? Zman Eliyahu Navi was very much involved in it. Like Rav Matal Zilberschlieff likes to say, if you take the match of Mordechai plus Esther, so Mordechai is 274 and Esther is 661. What do you get? 274, 661. It's Gematria 935. It's Gematria Shalom with the Mem Sofit. Right? Why? Because Mordechai and Esther come together. It's Me'or the Shalom. It brings everything in Klai Yisrael. It's a Shlemus. It's the Achdus Yisrael, which is the ticket to Geula. Right? And that's what we have here, Chevra. That to have in mind that on Shabbos there's an avoda going on. That what the shemos of Hashem that need to be mal. Whether it's the shem margalon, which it's just b'derech efter, or whether it's the shemos like the Zerah Kodesh says that need an aliyah. But there's something going on, right? There's an avoda, and that's Motzei Shabbos brings out that geula, and with that shalom also. So we know that the zman of Motzei Shabbos is the time of tzaddikim. Tell Meisim about the tzaddikim, which we'll speak about right after this. B'siyata Shemaya. If we look at Parshas Parah. There's a maisa with the kasaver. We find it. Ah, here. The Ahava Shalom Mikasav. Listen to this maisa. It's Givadik. Right? It says it's in the Sefer Sifsei Chayin on Purim. So Mikveh Yisrael Hashem. Ki Adu Ahavuda. Shepam Achas Bei Shabbos Kodesh B'Shas Asuda. Asa Rav HaKadosh Baal Ahava Shalom Mikasav Zal Rikudin B'Simcha Mechasidim. That it was during the Suda on Lel Shabbos. And the kasaver was doing Givadik tanzas with his chasidim at the tish. Vatzadik Raka be'emtza ego the chasidav raktusuav, and he was in the middle and everyone's around him. Azai beisar akida Kafa Froshob Zohigal. When he was in the middle of dancing, all of a sudden he went like that with his head. Upasak Vamar, Hashta Tavati Bimikva Shal Hashem's Barak. And he said, what? I just toiled in Hashem's mikvah. Ki chen ksiv mikvah Yisrael Hashem. Wrote Salomar, what does that mean? She Yisrael Hema ha mikvah Shal Hashem. That what? The mikvah Hashem is what? Is Yisrael. Meaning what? What was he saying? That what? When Klal Yisrael gets together, that's Hashem's mikvah. And like he says in a couple of parshios from now, Vayakel, what's Gematria Vayakel? Mikvah. Vayakel is Gematria 151, is Gematria mikvah. Well, when Klal Yisrael is gathered together, that's the mikvah. That's what purifies us in the highest way. I mean, that's the whole nekuda of it. That what brings us, it brings us our tahara. Right? We know that the, what's the mazal of Adar? Dagim. So it's a very interesting Indian by Dagim. It says in Gemara Chulin. It says by all the animals, if you catch them, you have to shech them. Right? But it says by Dagim, in the Gemara Chulin, Chav Zayin Amud Beis, it says, Asifasan Zutarasan. Is what the catching, the gathering of the fish is already mitahar them. Right? Meaning what? You don't have to shech them. So we know that Klal Yisrael is compared to Dagim. For example, we have the bracha from Yosef HaTzadik, V'yidgul Arov. Right? So what does that mean? That since we're compared to Dagim, Asifasan, when we gather together, Zuhi Tarasan. That's what's mitaharis. And that's the whole Nekuda, Chevra. When we sit together now in Motzi Shabbos, what? That's the whole thing we daven for on Shabbos. V'tahar libeinu la'avdecha be'emes. Right? How do you get that? So be'emes, like I heard from Rav David Weinberg, says be'emes, Rashi Tevos, anan b'chavivusa talya milsa, like it says in the Zohar Kaddish, that us are inin b'chavivusa talya milsa, with chavivus, right, with hemishkeit, with ahav with each other. That's our secret. And that's v'tahar libeinu la'avdecha be'emes. And like Rav Nachum brings down, that the whole inin of Eliyahu Navi, he's the one who brings emes into the world. Right, so that's the whole inin Motzi Shabbos time of emes, time of geula. Right, tikon emes la'ad. Right, svas emes tikon la'ad. Right, dafka niyirta is svas emes. Right, and just to speak about the svas emes for a second, not that I'm a bucky in svas emes at all, but the whole nekuda of just learning as the piece I've done, one, the two major nekudas of svas emes, three, one of them is for sure liman haTorah, speaks mamash mechazik that, and also every piece is loaded with Shabbos and loaded with the Havs Yisrael. That's what the whole Sefer is built on, Shabbos Kodesh. You feel, you see when you learn Sfas Emes, you feel in Avoda of Shabbos. You feel in Avoda of Ahavas Yisrael. Right? Schus, how many, everyone, whether you're Chassidish, whether you're Litvish, right? Everyone learns this. Sfas Emes is whatever the Kodeshas he had, he mamish brought it out. That's where Shor comes from, is Ger Chassid. Right? It's Sfas Emes mamish. Shabbos and Ahavas Yisrael. That's what Tikkat Har Geula. Again, it's all derech efshar. It's just v'nachas ruach the tzaddikim that we say diburim like this. Right? We speak about Shem Margalon, who am I? I don't know anything, mamash, nothing. But we could just try to be mechazik ourselves to what to know. There's an avodah going on, right? Like I saw from Matal today. Matal said something so mishmak. Says right, there's lemaisa. There's 29 days in a month, right? Sometimes 30. So he says, how does it work? So he says, right, we know 1 week is 7 days. Yeah. So you have 4 weeks. Yeah, which is 28 days. So the first week of the month is connected to yud. Second week of the month is connected to the hay. Third week of the month is connected to the vav. Fourth week of the month is connected to the hay. What about the extra day? He said, oh, the extra day, Rosh Chodesh, the kutzel sheyud. That's the keser. But what do you see that's going on here? You see that even every week there's something going on. Right? That there's 12 months. It's not stam that there's 12 months. Connected to each one of the shemos of Hashem. Again, not that we're holding by this. Bechlal, I'm not. We're not. I mean, maybe you guys are. I'm not. But it should fire you up that there's something here. No, that's Sunday. Sunday is connected chesed. Right? Oh, givaldik. Right? Monday is connected gevura. Oh. But you see that there's something there. Vav. Vav is connected Yosef HaTzadik, Shmir Sabris, Kedush Sabris. That's why people stay up learning on Lel Shishi. Right? There's something so big here. Right? Why is Shabbos called Shabbos Malchus? Oh, it's the day of Malchus. Meaning when you start to get familiar with these concepts, that what? It just fires you up in your avodas Hashem. And it's something that I think that it's important, that what? That b'derech pnimis, not that you have to be makobo b'chlal not, but to know that what? Avodas Hashem is so much bigger. Right? The reason why sometimes people will learn so much and then drop it all, why? Is because there's nothing there. It's a chachma. Like Matal said today, I said it was so gishmak. You know, a lot of people say sometimes, you know, that you do a lot of like the ma'isim, you have great midos, but you're an amaretz. You're an amaretz. Right? Why? Because you don't know how to learn. So Ramat said it works the other way also. He said, you can learn great, yeah, and you're an Aman Aretz that knows how to learn. He says, it goes the other way also. If you don't have Midos, if you're not holding by anything, then one year you're also an Aman Aretz. You're an Aman Aretz in Midos. Yeah, okay, you can learn very well, but that doesn't mean you're going to go anywhere. Right? And the kud is to realize that there's something going on. To find a little more premius. Doesn't mean you have to be mekubal, doesn't mean you have to open up a kisvei arizal tomorrow. It means that what just the derech premius in your avoda. It means getting an avoda from Shabbos. Getting a avoda of motzi Shabbos. Malav malka shvi gishmak. Right? A tzadik's yurtzeit. Oh, I should light a candle on a tzadik's yurtzeit. Right? Tu bishvah. Maybe there's something here. Or Rosh Chodesh. Right? How many guys do you know that they're more mocked with a Thanksgiving suda than a Rosh Chodesh suda? I spoke to three guys this year I was learning with one night. Right? And they said, oh yeah, we're so excited for Thursday night. I was like, what's Thursday night? I'm like, oh, Thanksgiving. We're very mocked on Thanksgiving. So I'm like, when's the last time you had a Rosh Chodesh suda? They're like, why? Their answer to me, not even like in a bad way. Like, why would we like have a Rosh Chodesh suda? That was the answer. Because they don't know. Because the world doesn't care about these things. Because everyone thinks it's just a waste of time. But derech emes, like you said before, right? For the next 5 months, we have every 15 days, we have a yontif. And someone asked you before, like, wait, but what are you talking about? Like, between Tu B'Shvat and Purim, what's in the middle? Rosh Chodesh. So? Are you kidding? So? This is what it means, that to not be connected to Avodah. That's what it means. Basics. Rosh Chodesh. Right? HaChodesh HaZachem, the first mitzvah we have. And to not think that there's anything, that's called Galus Mitzrayim. So Nikud is to get out of Mitzrayim, which what? Which is Zion Margalon, which is Motzei Shabbos. Eilish Shmos B'nei Yisrael Abayim Mitzrayimah. How do we get out of that? With Shabbos Kodesh. So B'schus the Tzadikim, B'schus the Sfas Emes, B'schus Purim, B'schus Rav Moshe staying, B'schus Rav Yomo being the captain of the plane tomorrow, and flying it right back here to Yeshiva over here, Shvizilcha, to have a gula, and see that day of Meher Aminu, in Mashiach Ben David, Eliyahu Navi, B'siyat Tishma.